Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, this is my CEO mentoring lesson. This is where I mentor CEOs, founders, or entrepreneurs that are just getting started, thinking about launching their business. And I try to share with you mistakes that I've made. And I've done a lot of hiring. I've done a lot of restaffing over the last 3 months. If you've been listening to the podcast, you've heard that. Well, I want to share with you 9 questions that you need to ask, because you need to, when you're hiring, you got to hire the right fit. And I find there's about 9 questions that I find that are very valuable in hiring, and I'm going to run them through you. I never know how long this lesson will last, but I didn't know this in the first 15 years when I was doing hiring. The first one is that this is who I like. Now, you got to find questions that work for you, that work for your industry, that work for your personality. But these are the ones that I ask myself. Number one is, do they take criticism? Listen, it's hard for me not to think I'm going to criticize you at some point. And I don't want to have to tiptoe around you, which will be another one. So I like to see how somebody takes criticism. And I'll specifically try to kind of, you know, ruffle their feathers a little bit in the first 30 days just to see how they react. So number one with me is when I make a hire, and again, I'm typically doing higher level hires, but can they take criticism? Somebody who cannot take criticism is very hard to work with, okay? And they're never going to get any better. They're never going to get any better. Number two is, do they appreciate the opportunity? This is huge for me. If we hire you, I like I tell them, you're working for the best company you can work for in our industry. Do you understand that? Do you appreciate that? You don't got to say thank you every single day, but I've hired people and you know, they get their paycheck and they walk around moping. They walk around like they're a prisoner of war or something. And I'm thinking, you were so excited in the interview. When we offered the opportunity to you, you were so excited. What happened, you know, 6 months later? If you don't appreciate it, I don't want you here, okay? I want people to appreciate the opportunity to work for the company that I founded, okay? That's just me. It's a must. Number three, did they break the ties from their previous job or company? Example, if I'm bringing in a partner and he owned a business prior to that, is he still holding on to it? I recently just brought on a partner, and I found out he's basically running a shadow company for the last 4 months. No, that person is no longer with us. Okay? They got to break ties completely. Or did they break ties from their previous employer? Or are they doing part-time stuff on the side still there? No, I want a complete break. Complete break. Number four, do you have to tiptoe around them? I recently had somebody that had the... it's hard for me to do anyway, but it was a critical hire and I kept wanting this person to do better and do better. And I was tiptoeing around them and their work was awful, awful for what I was paying for them. Okay. And we have a high standard. Okay. It was a C for other companies, probably, you know, C for our company, maybe a B plus for other, you know, for, you know, not us, but it wasn't good enough. And I wanted to criticize, but I had to tiptoe around the person. So I was caught between 1 and 4. This person couldn't handle criticism. So what? I had to tiptoe around them. Well, I'm not good at tiptoeing. So I had to let the person's gone. Let's just put it there. Okay. I'm not going to tiptoe around you. And I don't want my team to tiptoe around you. Number five, do they respond quickly? If I text you specifically when you're on the clock, and you don't respond to me, we're going to have a problem. My staff knows, because I'll walk in and go, is your phone broke? I expect an immediate response. Hey, listen, I'm transparent. These may not be your 9. I'm telling you, these are mine. You got to remember, I'm at my company, I'm at the top of the food chain. So when I'm reaching out to somebody, you know, I would like to think that when I reach out to them, they understand that I don't always do that. So you need to respond. There's a reason why I'm doing it. Number 6, are they always looking? Do they got that wandering eye? I run ads just to see if people that work for me are looking to leave. and I know how to create ads where they don't know who's doing it. And then I'll look at, you know, people that work for us responding. Wandering eye, you won't be with us. They're just always looking. They're never quite going to be happy. They're never going to be happy. Number seven, they always feel like they're underappreciated or underpaid. This victim mentality. No matter what you pay them, it's never enough. I've had a person where I literally constantly giving them raises. Very, very talented, but I realized there was no amount. There was no amount that this person was going to be happy with. Okay, no amount. Had to let them go. Number eight, no loyalty. Okay, I've seen this in our business where a service company, where they kind of bond with customers and kind of throw the company under the bus. You know, they're closer to the customer than they are to the company. There's just no loyalty there. You can, I can't explain it, but you can feel it. You can feel it when there's just no loyalty there. Listen, I want people that burn the boats. When you come work for me, I want you to burn the boat. You become one of my business partners, I want you to burn the boat. Throw away the keys to your company. Okay, we're all on board here. Okay, and finally, nine, I have to be able to trust you and like you personally. I put both of them together. Because if I don't trust you, I'm not going to like you personally. And even if I trust you and I don't like you, it's probably not going to work. I mean, trust is expected, but I work with you day in and day out. I'm not saying we got to be best friends, but there's got to be a little bit of some, I got to like you personally. And again, these are mine. And this, you're reading these and you may think I'm neurotic as all get out. That's fine. But guess what? In my company, it's kind of, you know, a little bit of my world in fairness. So these are the things that I want. I want people that can handle a little bit of criticism. I want people that appreciate the company they work for. I want people to break ties with their previous job or previous company that they owned. I don't want to have to tiptoe around you. If I text you or call you, I expect you to respond very quickly. I don't want you always looking for another opportunity. I don't want to feel like, you know, that you never feel appreciated. You never feel like you're being paid enough. That no matter what we give you, you're going to be unhappy with it. I want somebody to kind of appreciate what we're putting on the table. I want loyalty. Okay? I want loyalty. Number nine is I want someone I can trust and who I personally like. Got to work with you. I might as well like you a little bit. We don't have to be best friends. Okay, this is my CEO mentoring lesson. What I was talking about is how you hire and get the right fit. You need to have questions that fit your personality, fit your industry, fit your business. The size of your company may make it different than the, you know, what's important to me, the level of people that are working under you, how many people might be working under you, and how many people may be working under me may change the questions. But these are mine. Okay, these are mine. This is Sean Castorina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. It's brought to you by Get Started Marketing. Hey, incredible at helping you, you know, just grow your client base, get more people to look at your site, more people to look at your products. All right, listen, if you ever have any questions, reach out to me at asksean@seancastorina.com. That's asksean@seancastorina.com. We have limited openings for business coaching. Yeah, and it's not inexpensive. So if you're faint in the checkbook, it's probably not for you. But we have a few openings, and we try to bring on selective people only if we think that we can help you. If that's ever something that you think might be a good fit, reach out to Sean@seancastorina.com. My team will make sure I get that. Again, I want to thank you so much for listening to the podcast.